Justin Flugmack with you. We're now talking Jeff West boys basketball. A couple games for the Tigers since last we spoke as head coach Joe Smith joins us. And coach, a couple really pretty competitive games, especially if we go back to one last week against Perry LeCompton. You end up falling 44-34, but I know led at the end of the first, the second, and the third quarter. So perhaps some signs of progress. And I know you're playing a lot of guys and mixing in some younger guys, but it seemed like that game up until maybe the end of it went pretty well for your guys, right?
Absolutely. And our guys competed. And I've been telling them, just the competition and the care factor just have to improve. So we had a couple tough practices, and that Perry game was the result of that. So I've been telling our guys to just compete. Just go out there and compete, and the next step will be, competing and learning how to finish games. So, we have to compete in order to, put ourselves in games and give ourselves a chance.
Devin Watkins had a good game. I believe he scored 13 points to lead you in that contest. And then against Holton, you win the second half, 22-21. And really, it was the first quarter, down 16-6, and the game was pretty even, I guess, from that point on. But just that early deficit seemed to be a few too many turnovers early on that kind of ultimately decided that one in Holton Tuesday.
Absolutely. And we just came out sluggish and the bunch of calls didn't go our way, and some loose balls didn't go our way, but that first quarter kind of dug us a hole, and we were just trying to dig ourselves out of it the entire game. But our guys responded. They fought and just played all the way to the end. That's pretty much all you can ask for.
One other bright spot in that game, I thought, was you hit 8 3-pointers. I think Hunter Mosier had 4 of them, but you had 4 different guys that shot the ball. You feel like that's a strength, and I know you'd like to be pretty balanced on offense, but obviously that night, multiple guys showing that they can knock down those from the perimeter.
Absolutely, and we've been talking about just not being robots and being basketball players, and just kind of taking what the defense gives us. I think sometimes we would get in the habit of trying to force things or trying to run the play to perfection, and those options might not always be there, and that's that's just the way basketball works. So the 3-pointers were falling, and those were kind of the shots that they were giving us because they were trying to keep us out of the paint. So I think that's good that we didn't fall in love with it and kept attacking and driving and looking to make plays for a teammate. But it was good to see some shots fall, and it was good for guys to just like I said, it shows that we're learning, but by just taking what the defense was giving us and not forcing anything.
You bet. Final thought: game at Hiawatha tomorrow, and then Tonganoxie, a non-league but a very good opponent next Tuesday. A lot of guys getting opportunities. I know you'd like to kind of probably figure things out here in the next week or two, so you have more of a exact game plan or who's going to mesh, who's going to give you the most consistent minutes and have that chemistry on the court. Is that something that you still feel like will be a work in progress here the next week or two before you make that push towards postseason?
Yes, sir. And I think that by adding the 3 freshmen to the equation has jumbled that up a little bit. But I tell guys, even the freshmen, I'm like, you guys aren't, this isn't cemented. Like, you still have to come in and work every day and earn whatever minutes you get. And guys that were getting minutes and aren't getting as many, or guys that want to get more minutes, like, you have to show me at practice. And the few minutes that you do get in games, you have to produce in those minutes. So I think that we're getting an idea of the guys who play well together and guys that have stepped up, and I think that's what we'll roll with moving forward.
Best of luck in the next couple games coming up, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Coach Joe Smith of Jeff West, the Tiger Locker Room Chats, brought to you each week by Country Harvest Apple Market and R&S Maintenance Services.